单元形成性评价四。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
How much are these bags?
The red ones sell for $5.50 each, and the green ones for $6.80 each.
I'll take two of the cheaper ones then. Mr. Chung's briefing seems to go on forever. I was hardly able to stay awake.
How could you sleep through that? I think it was very important for the work we are going to carry out.
Sorry. I promise I'll listen carefully.
What do you plan to do on your vacation?
I'm just going to be lazy at home.I will probably do some gardening, watch TV, and work on my stamp collection. However, I once volunteered to protect our plants in the West. Sarah, I've heard that you want to move into a homestay family. Is it true?
Yes. I've been staying with my aunt.And now my cousin is arriving from Singapore, and my aunt needs to serve a room for him. I had a strange dream last night. I dreamed of my teeth falling out.
Then it means you will have good communication with people.It's a good indication that you allowed something out of your mouth.
Second节, 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六、七题。
Hi, Stephen. What are you up to?
I was just concerned about Jack. He hasn't been himself lately. He took the civil service exam and failed.
He must feel depressed.
Yeah. He's been sitting in his room every day for the last 4 days.
Why don't we take him out? We can try to take his mind off it and show him that we're there for him.
That's a great idea. Why don't you call him, Alice?I have already talked to him a couple of times, and it might be good for him to hear from somebody else.
Okay. I'll call you back after I'm done.
Sounds good.
Hi, Stephen. What are you up to?
I was just concerned about Jack. He hasn't been himself lately. He took the civil service exam and failed.
He must feel depressed.
Yeah. He's been sitting in his room every day for the last 4 days.
Why don't we take him out? We can try to take his mind off it and show him that we're there for him.
That's a great idea. Why don't you call him, Alice? I have already talked to him a couple of times, and it might be good for him to hear from somebody else.
Okay. I'll call you back after I'm done.
Sounds good.
听第七段材料，回答第八至十题。
I was thinking of starting my own business. I know you wanted me to take over your restaurant business, but I can't stand working in the food industry.
Okay, but what do you really want to do?
I want to sell skateboards, clothing, and shoes.
You want to run a clothing shop?
No, it's actually a skateboarding shop.
What would make your shop different from all the others?
I thought we could make our own t-shirts.Maybe you and Dad could lend me some money first.
Sounds okay to me, but you'll have to talk to your dad about this too.
I was thinking of starting my own business. I know you wanted me to take over your restaurant business, but I can't stand working in the food industry.
Okay, but what do you really want to do?
I want to sell skateboards, clothing, and shoes.
You want to run a clothing shop?
No, it's actually a skateboarding shop.
What would make your shop different from all the others?
I thought we could make our own t-shirts. Maybe you and Dad could lend me some money first.
Sounds okay to me, but you'll have to talk to your dad about this too.
听第八段材料，回答第十一至十三题。
How's your first day on the job going?
Fine.
I'm glad to hear that. Tell me.Have you ever used a floor polishing machine before?
No, I haven't. Could you show me how?
Certainly. First, spray the wax on the floor.
I see.
Then press here to turn the machine on. Okay so far?
I follow you.
Then polish the floor with a back and forth motion like this. Do you think you've got that?
Yes, I'm sure. I won't have any trouble.
Make sure and let me know if you have any questions.
Okay, thanks.
How's your first day on the job going?
Fine.
I'm glad to hear that. Tell me, have you ever used a floor polishing machine before?
No, I haven't. Could you show me how?
Certainly. First, spray the wax on the floor.
I see.
Then press here to turn the machine on.Okay so far?
I follow you.
Then polish the floor with a back and forth motion like this. Do you think you've got that?
Yes, I'm sure. I won't have any trouble.
Make sure and let me know if you have any questions.
Okay, thanks.
听第九段材料，回答第十四至十七题。
Hello, Mr. John Eric Friedman.You're a frequent traveler, and we also know that you eat out twice a day. How come you are so fond of eating out?
When I got my first job back in 1982 and started traveling, I had no other choice but to eat out. I found that I felt different due to what I was eating. So I tried to find places that served food that made me feel good. The secret was the quality of the food and how well the food was prepared.I made an effort to find good restaurants as well as nice dishes.
How did you manage to make a list of 218 favorite restaurants?
I have lived in many cities, and when I moved back to Sweden from the United States, people asked me where to go and eat when they went to cities I knew. I got a lot of ideas. Then, I wrote about restaurants for the Swedish Club's magazine, and someone suggested I gather the information about the restaurants together. Since I had all the facts about the restaurants I had been to, I started to do that.
How do you find restaurants?
The best way is to ask the people there. I may talk to people at a street market or take a walk and look for a place myself. I never ask a hotel clerk or a taxi driver. I don't go to empty restaurants or places with menus difficult to understand.
Hello, Mr. Jan Erik Friedman. You're a frequent traveler, and we also know that you eat out twice a day. How come you are so fond of eating out?
When I got my first job back in 1982 and started traveling, I had no other choice but to eat out. I found that I felt different due to what I was eating, so I tried to find places that served food that made me feel good. The secret was the quality of the food and how well the food was prepared. I made an effort to find good restaurants as well as nice dishes.
How did you manage to make a list of 218 favorite restaurants?
I have lived in many cities, and when I moved back to Sweden from the United States, people asked me where to go and eat when they went to cities I knew. I got a lot of ideas. Then, I wrote about restaurants for the Swedish Club's magazine, and someone suggested I gather the information about the restaurants together. Since I had all the facts about the restaurants I had been to, I started to do that.
How do you find restaurants?
The best way is to ask the people there. I may talk to people at a street market or take a walk and look for a place myself. I never ask a hotel clerk or a taxi driver. I don't go to empty restaurants or places with menus difficult to understand. And now for the weather report for the following 72 hours. The National Weather Map shows a high-pressure area all along the eastern coastline, which will bring them very pleasant sunny weather from New York to Florida. But showers and thunderstorms are happening from the Ohio River all the way south to the Gulf Coast, pouring down heavy amounts of rain over the southern states. By far, the worst of the storms has happened in and around Texas. Some Texas stations have reported up to 15 inches of rain in a 24-hour period with high winds and thunderstorms. Two typhoons were reported along the Gulf Coast of Texas, but we haven't got the exact information about any damage or injuries. Heavy amounts of snow were reported in the Rocky Mountain area with record cold temperatures in Denver and Boulder. As much as a foot of snow has fallen in some of the mountain stations. In contrast, temperatures in Arizona and the desert southwest went over the 100-degree mark again under bright, sunny skies. And now for the weather report for the following 72 hours. The National Weather Map shows a high-pressure area all along the eastern coastline, which will bring them very pleasant sunny weather from New York to Florida. But showers and thunderstorms are happening from the Ohio River all the way south to the Gulf Coast, pouring down heavy amounts of rain over the southern states. By far, the worst of the storms has happened in and around Texas. Some Texas stations have reported up to 15 inches of rain in a 24-hour period with high winds and thunderstorms. Two typhoons were reported along the Gulf Coast of Texas, but we haven't got the exact information about any damage or injuries. Heavy amounts of snow were reported in the Rocky Mountain area with record cold temperatures in Denver and Boulder. As much as a foot of snow has fallen in some of the mountain stations. In contrast, temperatures in Arizona and the desert southwest went over the 100-degree mark again under bright, sunny skies.